years longer than anybody expected.
Well, here's the thing, though. You can buy those now at any grocery store with a little packet. So,
have you done that?
Yep. Also, last time I went to a
How
Red
often?
Lobster.
How often?
Twice.
How many do you eat when
the
go?
Packet.
How many biscuits is that?
The basket. They bring out a dozen. It's a dozen. They bring out half a dozen. It's a half a dozen. And it comes back with another half a dozen.
And how many have you eaten? What's the record?
Well, probably a dozen plus maybe four.
Good so night. 16.
If you want to count it that way.
It's a lot of bread, man.
Dude, look at me. But the last time I went to Red Lobster, the lobster tank was kind of green.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Right.
I just started making the biscuits myself.
Again, it's like the 90s stuff. Like Blockbuster's gone. Now Red Shoney's. Lobster's on the way out. Shoney's ain't what it used to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all stay tuned. More news and views in the afternooners. We're calling it online, Joey Clark Live, after this break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate dismissing all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office. That's over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border and ending his trial before arguments even began. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said, quote, history will not judge this moment well. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits did not change last week as the labor market continues to defy efforts by the Federal Reserve to cool off. The Labor Department reports unemployment claims for the week ending April 13th were unchanged from the previous week's 212,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 42 points and the NASDAQ losing 40. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of more warm days before a big cool down. Today's high temperature up to about 86. Mostly cloudy, but still dry through tonight. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. We'll be up to about 87 Friday. I've got us around 84 Saturday. Showers becoming more likely and maybe some thunderstorms on Sundays as it turns much cooler with a high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Law enforcement from across Alabama met at the State House on Wednesday to support a bill that would ban devices that convert handguns into machine guns. Representative Philip Ensler is supporting the bill to ban Glock switches on the state level and make possession a Class C felony instead of a misdemeanor. Governor Kay Ivey was joined by officials from Lyft Academy, Republic Airways, and representatives from Tuskegee University Wednesday to establish the Tuskegee University Flight School. Students will train at the same field where the legendary Tuskegee Airmen once received training. An Alabama Senate committee on Wednesday voted down a bill that would have required the public release of police body camera video and dash camera footage. The legislation would have made body cam and dash cam video a matter of public record, requiring release within 30 days of a request to view it. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called she crab soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
You got to conduct yourself in a democracy.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Joey?
Doing all right. And so many ways we could go, but let's start with what I think's on everybody's mind. Red Lobster. But I do love that I found out that Red Lobster was going bankrupt. Like, it was official. I knew they were having problems, to your point earlier.
Hey, Joe, Kmart's been struggling for a while, too.
But do you not remember Happy Gilmore?
Yes. I remember good times at Red Lobster. They just haven't been any good times in the last
Hey, Shooter,
years.
You want to go to the Red Lobster?
Shooter McGavin. Oh, they're coming out with another.
Yeah, the fact that I get my news now from Shooter McGavin... I can't even remember the real actor's name.
Well, that's the cool thing about it.
It's freaking hilarious. He's leaned into it.
Right. He says openly, people call him Shooter all the time, and he's leaned into it. He'll even give you the finger guns.
Shooter.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah, what a guy. But Red Lobster, considering Chapter 11 bankruptcy after blaming $11 million loss on its endless shrimp promotion.
You got to blame it on something, Joey. Good Lord.
We didn't know how much these fat asses wanted to eat
shrimp. Either that or we didn't realize how much the cost of shrimp really was, so we got the bill.
Right, right. Oh, wow.
You know, we've only been in that business for 70 years, but...
Struggling restaurant chain Red Lobster is considering filing for bankruptcy as high costs, yes, and low sales ground the business. That's more like it, like sides.
And I think that's a lot of restaurants nowadays.
Supply and demand problem.
Yeah, exactly.
The brand is reportedly eyeing a possible Chapter 11 filing to restructure its debt, allowing it to discard long-term contracts and renegotiate new leases. Red Lobster's cash flows have been hit by expensive leases and high labor costs. Yeah, like everybody else. Mm-hmm. The chain, which started as a single restaurant in Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
In 1968, has around 650 locations across almost all states. It's famous for its cheese-flavored biscuits. The Cheddar Bay biscuits are. Like, they're still good.
Sure they are.
What, you don't agree?
Yeah, they're good. They just get a little greasy.
You didn't seem that convinced. What's wrong with a little grease?
After about a dozen of them, they feel a little greasy, Joey. That's what I'm saying.
You are half grease, all right?
Right. So at once I become more than half, the body doesn't react well.
Yeah, you go out of homeostasis there. Yeah.
Right.
But news of the bankruptcy was first reported by Bloomberg, which said the restaurant chain is taking advice from the law firm King and Spalding. Good choice. Those familiar with the matter told the outlet the decision was yet to be finalized, but the bankruptcy would allow the company to continue operating. Okay, so they're not going away completely. But Red Lobster's famous shrimp promotion came as it wanted to lure in more customers after significant losses of $5.4 million in the second quarter of 2023. But those plans backfired since the all-you-can-eat promotion was too generous. For just $20, diners could indulge in as much of the shellfish as they could stomach, which I'm not somebody who eats. I can't eat a lot all at once.
Yeah.
I mean, I can. I could eat an entire pizza right now.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. But pizza's one thing. How much shrimp do you think you could eat?
Pounds of shrimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can pound some shrimp. The only thing that slows me down is when we get it boiled and you got to peel them. That's the only speed bump in the road for me.
But the endless shrimp offer was initially a special, but in June it claimed a permanent spot on the Red Lobster menu. Food traffic reportedly increased by 4% as a result. Hey, honey, you want to go eat as much shrimp as we can at the Red Lobster?
A 4% bump allows you to lose how much money? A 4% bump in sales.
11 million.
Right. Hello.
Wow. More people were ordering the endless shrimp than the company anticipated. Likely because the deal went viral on social media platforms like TikTok, where people showed off how much they ate to get their money's worth.
You leave now.
Well, and it's endless. Like, you could do, okay, so you could do linguine Alfredo or, like, sweet chili. You could do different styles, which actually the variety helps you put it down.
Or you just do boiled shrimp.
Right.
Just keep bringing them until I tell you to stop.
Wow.
But again, halfway through that promotion, you know by then if you're losing money. Cut it off.
Right. Well, they upped the price to $25.
And they were
hey.
We upped the price to $25, so now we're not losing near as much as we were.
And do you ever want to be that manager where, like, you go into an all-you-can-eat thing? And or have you ever been in the situation where you go into an all-you-can-eat thing and they literally tell you to leave?
No, thank you, Joey. I've never been in that situation.
You've never been in that situation?
Nope.
I think there's like a loose family friend where it was around here and it was like endless tacos, as many as you can eat, and the restaurant said, we all need to leave. It was like 20 tacos in. They're like, you need to go away.
20 tacos?
That's a lot of tacos, let's be honest.
Well, when you're not expecting it, when you're not putting the advertisement out there expecting the hogs to roll in, you're kind of just wanting to get a little business going, Some people realize, oh, the trough is open. Let's go.
No, but can you imagine being a manager of one of those? Maybe it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. Maybe it's like an all-you-can-eat promotion at a nicer restaurant or whatever.
Yeah.
Buffets are not bad. I kind of miss some of them. I miss, this is 90s. Like, I think Piccadilly used to be in the Eastdale Mall.
No, there's a couple places.
And it's like a cafeteria-style old-school thing, and it was tasty.
There was a place in Dothan. It was a Mexican restaurant that used to have a buffet, and we would be down there for lunch. We would hit that buffet. Dude, a Mexican buffet?
So I could do some dishes. Imagine working at, like, that Mexican buffet, and you, as a manager, realize this person has eaten so much, they're putting us at a loss for this week. And you have to pull the trigger on, please, sir, just leave.
I think I'd have to make a negotiation with him. If you leave now, I won't charge you for the buffet. If you don't leave now, I'm going to start messing with your food. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, what do you do?
Right. No, that is a good rule of thumb. Don't mess with people who fix your food.
Right. But I remember those, one of those all-you-can-eat places like that, and they would bring you, like, the first plate would have 20 shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Second plate would have, like, 10.
Right,
third plate
right.
would have, like, 5, which is a smart way to play it.
Well, and there are some places all-you-can-eat wings. I remember this in Auburn, and they'd bring you 6.
6 at a time?
Yeah, and you're like, and it would take forever for them to bring another basket.
That's how they get you, yep.
I'm like, dadgummit, I could eat a lot of wings. Give me all the wings.
No.
We'll give you 40 at a time if you pay for them.
Right, you pay up front.
Right, yeah. And then, again, wings are incredibly expensive now. What is the deal?
And what's crazy is probably 25 years ago, that was part of chicken they threw away.
Right. Even the chicken skin has become expensive now because it's good.
In Jamaica, chicken necks were a big thing.
Chicken necks.
That's how bad the economy had gotten. Mm. Chicken necks.
Let's go to line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, my God.
Hey, T.S.
no, wait. Hang on, I gotta get on the real phone.
Okay.
Hey, Joey, how are you?
Great. Your pie is delicious.
Your pie was delicious.
Oh, wait, shut up. Sky shared it?
Just a little bit.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay. I just felt he needed some comfort food.
You're right.
I just had a bite. I was like, I have to taste this. T.S. has been talking about it for months now, and it's great at it.
I thought you got some of the last one. It doesn't matter. That's not why. Now I don't know why I called. Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember now. Stop. You can laugh with me, just not at me. Okay. Here's how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
Older. I'm never going to be old, just older.
How older are you?
66.
You're fine.
Young chicken.
Yeah. The only one that ever bothered me was Double Nickels, 55.
Got that one coming.
Moving right along, I bet you guys don't remember, because I wore their little polyester sailor suit, all you can eat crab claws. No, crab legs at Red Lobster.
Oh.
Do you remember?
I remember.
No.
I just was thinking about eating crab legs.
Snow crab legs.
Right.
But, I mean, it wasn't crazy because they had to work at it, you know?
It slows you down.
Oh,
but they were so big.
We made so much money off, you know. That was maybe that was one that didn't hurt them and make them go bankrupt. Because people have to work to get the stuff out of the shelf.
That's so true.
Yep. Well, I'm glad that Sky shared his pie. And just let me know when you want more. I know Greg doesn't like pecan pie. And
we'd like one now.
I know, you do.
More now would be good. Just
Eddie,
putting it out there.
Quit cracking me up. Anyway, I know Greg doesn't like them, so I bring a bear claw every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that he always gets them.
If I'm here, I can assure that he gets to look at them. I can't promise you that I give them to him, though.
Oh, no, I brought one, and Jay took it. And I said, well, Jay, if Greg's not here, I guess you can eat it, but don't tell him. So I don't know if he ever got it or not.
My money on Jay ate it.
That's okay. Jay needs bear claws, too. I love you guys. I was just throwing that out there.
We love you, too.
Love you, too. Love you more if you bring another pie. Just putting it out there.
272-9228. If you want to bring us food or talk about how fat we're all getting, it's true. It's all true. It's all gravy, baby, or something like that. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, that's 272-9228. Hey, you want to go to this NPR CEO? Because there are more clips dropping. Chris Rufo, like a dog with a bone, man. He ain't giving it up.
Let me ask you one thing about the NPR deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they're going to push her out? At this point right now, do you think this is a kind of a plan to kind of push her out? Or is it a plan for Republicans to put this on the front agenda and say, we're giving these people too much money?
I think Rufo is... yes, he's going for that because he's the one who drove the car taking out President Gay,
right,
of Harvard,
right,
and as well as a few other Ivy League presidents and a few other folks around academia.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've all learned, just like racism is prejudice plus power,
okay,
plagiarism is copying without attribution plus power.
Oh, you get the power on the backside,
right?
Too.
So if you're part of a marginalized group, you can copy all you want.
Because you're getting power?
Because you're marginalized, so you need that hand up.
I see.
In order to be equal, we need to be unequal.
To be equal, you got to handicap the other.
Right.
I see.
There's always that element of power. And yes, the person who's marginalized bringing up that it has to be plus power, they don't want any power. They just know you got too much. Uh-huh. And this plays right into what this NPR... CEO put out there. Again, this is Catherine Mayer. And, you know, she started with Wikipedia. And again, I think it started with a really great ideals. In fact, I know for a fact Jimmy Wales is a libertarian, like, in a big one. And he was trying to apply some of his ideas. And it started out as a great idea. I think on some areas of knowledge, it's still pretty daggum good. But we can't have free and open anymore. According to the new NPR CEO, let's listen into this lady.
I started by talking about the idea of free and open as some of our founding principles, sort of free and open source coming from the idea of the open source community. Well, I have come to the opinion and the perspective that free and open was a way of looking at the world that was inherently limited relative to what we were trying to achieve. Mm. Free and open has the best of intentionality, but in the end, what free and open often ended up doing, particularly in the case of Wikipedia, was really recapitulating many of the same power structures and dynamics that exist offline prior to the advent of the internet. And so what we ended up seeing was Wikipedia really rebuilt this idea of knowledge as a whole around what the Western canon. You see the exclusion of communities, of languages, because of the ways in which Wikipedia is based on reliable sources. The idea of a written tradition is something that is particular to many, the idea of a written tradition, which is particular to some cultures and not to others, the ways in which we ascribe notability often really comes from sort of this white male westernized construct around who matters in societies and who is elevated and whose voices. And so some of these ideas of sort of this radical openness really did not end up with the intention, really did not end up living into the intentionality of what openness can be. I started by talking...
No, how about openness is about openness? Being free is about actually being free. And then constantly griping about outcomes is now the excuse to get rid of freedom and openness. So what do we want? Like constraints and just being closed off? And oh, no, we need experts to curate it, right, Eddie?
Apparently. But they haven't got it right yet, Joey.
And wouldn't you, these Western white men who created Wikipedia, they're focused around the Western canon and the traditions that got them to the point of creating Wikipedia. Why would Western people care about Western civilization?
Well, probably had something to do with them being
Don't they understand that these other cultures that didn't create Wikipedia need to be represented by Wikipedia? And that means you need to empower me to tell you how to make it fair?
I was going to say, do they really want to be represented by Wikipedia?
How about we just try free and open?
That'll work.
Well, but then the power dynamics are just reified, recapitulated. It's like, well, maybe some of the power dynamics are virtuous. You ever think that through?
Yep.
You ever think through that all the folks that created all the amazing things we rely on each day are better than you? And not on account on their sex? Or in fact, they got something hanging between their legs, and certainly not on account of how they look in the sun. It's on the account of they, yes, in some ways, people win the genetic lottery. Some people are better athletically.
Yes.
I mean, individual people. Some people are born with a 170 IQ. And they didn't earn that. They just got it. But you better believe, whether it's a Michael Jordan or a Bill Gates, there's a lot of hard work also thrown in there. So this idea that, like, why does everybody keep saying Michael's the GOAT of basketball? Because he worked his ass off, and he was the GOAT.
Yep.
Why do we keep talking about him? Why don't we talk about Larry Bird? It's like, well, we can talk about Larry Legend, too. In fact, we should celebrate anybody that achieves a certain level of success or achieves incredible breakthroughs that the entire human race is now better off for. But no, let's just deny who created it in many ways. And the problem always comes up with, again, these generalities about groups. Like, so it's white folks that created the thing. No, it wasn't white folks. You idiot. In fact, the people who say that are usually some dumb white people who want to take credit for things they had nothing to do with it.
White guilt.
It wasn't men as a mass. No, most men suck. In fact, a large number of men are savages. That's why men overpopulate prisons and all over the world. No, there are occasionally individual people that rise to such a level that they create things that make everybody's lives better. But how dare we celebrate those achievements? Why don't we look to other cultures? And then while we complain about the power of these people, what we really want is power ourselves. Okay. It's not that surprising. It's the story of human history. I have more power than you. That makes me free. I'll live forever in the minds of my subjects or citizens, fellow men. And I'll build monuments to myself. It's not like they'll dissolve under the sea anytime soon. Right. Can you imagine, like, building the pyramids to your own honor And now you got like some dope like on Joe Rogan talking about how it's actually a power plant, man, for fifth dimensional beings.
It's one of several power plants.
Right, yeah, it is. Right.
I can't even say it was true.
It's like you build a flag up and you know, right before the turn of the 20th century, and it's based on, you know, St. Andrew's cross that he was crucified on, and now folks think it's the Confederate flag. No, we had a different one when we declared secession. It was blue, and it had a goddess of liberty on it. I just learned that today. I
still can't get over that.
It is fascinating.
Dumbfounded. And how people feel the need to speak out on something they really don't have a clue about and be so defensive and so angry.
Hey, but if you get rid of that, we can't really have a talk show.
Well, not everybody can do that, Joey.
But it's one of my favorite lines ever written, that we're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars. And I think so often people are just bickering over who has a better position in the gutter. But you're still at ground level. You're still in the muck and the mire. But I'm king of the hill of the dung heap.
Yep.
Maybe we could punch a higher floor. Maybe we could actually literally reach for the stars. And you admire the people that have the capability to do that. And you do whatever you can to support them. Instead, no, everybody's equal. Everybody's the same. And if we just pump people up with enough of creature comforts, food and drugs and entertainment, and we represent everybody, everybody will be happy. But everybody ain't happy.
No.
That's the weird thing. That doesn't seem to be working, this therapeutic approach. It just fatten everybody up and everybody will be happy.
No.
Doesn't work that way. And in fact, there are new studies out that Americans are sleeping less, more stressed. The most overwhelming time of the day is 8:15 in the morning. I could relate to that.
I can relate to that.
The happiness studies are now showing people are just going into the tube, down the tubes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, things like alcohol abuse or drug abuse or mental illness, anxiety.
The CBD edible world.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
10 years ago, wasn't a thing. Now look how...
Now people that want stress relief, yep. So to speak.
Yeah. The Sunday scaries, Monday blues. Yeah.
Right. But if you're wondering who ruined your life, you're right. It's you at the end of the day. And after all my wailing and gnashing of teeth and my ranting and raving there, I'm dead serious about my next point. Almost broke up crying about it yesterday. When a woman like Amy Dix experiences the greatest unfairness. Like, it's just one of those random, awful things that happen and befall people. And for her to look on the bright side of life after that is, again, the gratitude and the perspective everybody needs. Because you can pass all the laws you want, you can intervene into the society and try to shape it, whether you're controlling information or trying to do crime intervention seminars, get out there with the public or make sure everybody's got good housing and food and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, it comes down to individual people's choices, no matter the systems you build. And if you don't solve that, you might be shocked to see you might build a perfect society and there will be people ready to blow it up. Because they're people, damn it. Not piano keys for you to strike in a particular way to the orchestra you want to build up. That symphony ain't for everybody sometimes. How about this? Let's hit a break.
All right.
We'll be right back. More news and views in the afternoon in just a moment.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new your 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. 3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 finance. MSRP, 37.98, 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with 36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Taking on your backyard? Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. If you want to get in on the program, it's 272-9228.
Now, this clip we promised a little earlier.
All right.
This is where they try to go after the Surgeon General.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Dr. Joseph Latipo.
Mm-hmm.
And this Thomas Massie also runs in with the assist at the very end. I love me some sassy with Massie.
Run in.
Yeah. Like, he really does just, like, slam. Like, it's like the doctor, the good doctor throws a pass up, and, right. And Massey's there for the alley-oop. It's pretty awesome.
I can just see that it played out in my head.
So, here we go. Here, I'll pull it up on the screen. Look at this lady. Do you look like she's happy?
Gotta go with no, Joey. I mean,
why not?
I've seen that look on many women's faces. That's a look of disgust.
Maybe it has something to do with you. Maybe you're the common denominator there.
I could
there.
Be, but not in this case.
Butch.
I've never met this lady before.
You ever been called Butch before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it doesn't fit you. Mm-mm. You're too sweet.
I'm more of a Bubba.
Sweeter than that. Let's go to the clip.
Plus in infectious diseases.
I am board certified in internal medicine, and internal medicine doctors take care of a wide variety of
understood.
Patients.
Are you a specialist? I asked a very specific question. Are you a specialist in infectious diseases?
Oh my God. Is this the game? It's the credentials game.
Yep.
I hate it when people wave their credentials around like anybody's impressed. It's like, put it away.
Then you would not like real estate.
Yeah, keep it in your pants. It's a good policy for everybody. But she continues with this line. All right. Listen in.
So I am board certified in internal
okay,
medicine.
Okay, the answer, I guess, is no, okay. We're moving on.
Diseases.
Are you a specialist in epidemiology?
I have PhD
I see where you're
training
going. Okay.
In epidemiology.
So you are not a specialist in epidemiology
I have
either.
PhD training in epidemiology and biostatistics
are you,
and health economics.
Are you a vaccine researcher?
I am not a vaccine researcher.
Okay. I'm curious why you altered key findings in a state-driven study about COVID-19 in your state of Florida. Why did you alter the results of a state-driven survey. If I could, Mr. Chair, enter into the record April 24th, 2023, political article, Florida Surgeon General altered key findings in study on COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, no.
Why did you alter the information in that study?
Thank you for your question. That is factually incorrect. I did not alter any findings in any study, and I have a record of multiple NIH grants as a professor at UCLA and a professor at Florida, and those are not easy to get. The study you're talking about is a study that was very unpopular because we had a finding that actually was in sync with what you might expect from myocarditis,
Dr. Latipo,
which is that we found that there was an increased risk of myocarditis
and cardiac death
in young people.
In your home state, had said on the record to the press that you altered the study. Are you saying that is inaccurate?
I'm saying we have a study that showed that young men were
did
at increased risk of
cardiac.
I've already answered
study.
That question, ma'am.
Did
I said absolutely not. I have never altered any study. We had a finding of increased cardiac risk that translated into excess deaths in young men in particular. That was a very unpopular finding, but is very consistent with the finding that myocarditis is especially increased in young men. The study was performed by epidemiologists at the Florida Department of Health, not by me. I oversaw the study, and that was the finding, and I personally believe that that finding is accurate.
I have another question. You had said in multiple...
Hold on. She was trying to bring up, okay, you aren't credentialed at all as a specialist. He is, by the way.
Slam him.
Like, oh, he's not a specialist? Like, I think he's literally a Harvard PhD grad.
She didn't want him to answer all that, Joey.
But that she goes from, you're not credentialed, to, are you saying people who went on the record with the press...
Mm-hmm. Are you saying they lied?
Hey, Eddie, you think anybody who's ever come talk to us on the show has lied to us? Went on the record?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
yes.
So.
Joey.
You're right. It's not a court of law.
Right.
And people lie in that situation, too.
Very
don't
even
started
so.
On how much they lie to Congress.
They don't lie unless you catch them.
But I just love that. Like, these credentials are important, but these people would lie to the press for political reasons? That's literally all we do anymore.
Every day.
That's American politics.
Yep.
You should know you're a politician.
Op-eds, USA Today, March 26, 2020. Wall Street Journal, April 9th, 2020. You spent time taking care of patients with COVID-19 at UCLA's flagship hospital, and yet your colleagues at that institution said that was not true. Did you, in fact, were you the person charged with treating COVID-19 patients?
I have taken care of at UCLA Hospital as the attending physician many patients with COVID-19.
Seems pretty good.
Thank you, Mr.
Latipo.
Mr. Latipo, the general lady from Vermont just questioned your credentials. Isn't it true you have a PhD and an MD from Harvard?
Yes, that's correct, but apparently not enough.
I guess not. Well, I'm going to say that the Pfizer CEO is a large animal veterinarian, okay? And then the person who actually approved the vaccines at the FDA is a hematologist oncologist.
No, this is Thomas Massey speaking.
Who ran off the two top vaccine scientists at the FDA, Marion Gruber and Philip Krause.
Wow.
Because they said that they would not skip steps to approve the vaccine.
Yep.
And then they also had hesitation about the boosters. He said not everybody's going to need a booster, especially not 8 months after they've received the vaccine. But they were the vaccine experts working at the FDA who were removed of their responsibilities by a guy who didn't replace them with vaccine experts. How do I know this? I was in a transcribed interview for 7 hours with this gentleman from the FDA yesterday. And what we also found out is that the FDA, whose role is to regulate the manufacturers, to make sure that what they say is true, that the claims can be verified, the FDA itself was going out and making one-minute videos saying things that not only did the vaccine manufacturers not claim, for instance, that their vaccines could stop or slow the spread, but the vaccine manufacturers never asked for approval of to be able to say, and that the vaccine manufacturers would have gone to jail, the FDA would have probably arrested somebody if they had made the claims that the FDA itself was making.
Wow. And I don't want to skip over one point Thomas Massey made. Did you hear it, Eddie? that the CEO of Pfizer is a large animal veterinarian.
Also,
which folks might say, well, he's got no credentials. I'm like, no, think it through. They literally treat you like cattle. That's the perfect guy to run Pfizer.
It's the same guy who didn't take the vaccine.
Right.
Don't forget that. Right.
Oh, it's perfectly safe to drink. Well, remember that interview? I can't even remember what it was. I think it had to do with Monsanto. Like, it's perfectly good. It's safe to drink that stuff. Yeah. Like, okay, here's a glass of it. Go ahead.
No, thanks. I'm good.
Okay.
Exactly.
Dopes. Absolute dopes. Hey, let's hit this break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, guys, you know, Eddie, two things can happen. Not personally. I'm not accusing you of anything.
Don't be accusing.
Because, in fact, without going into detail, I know you're good in that department.
Thank you, brother.
I know. Sorry, I didn't mean to wink there.
Took a guess.
But, you know, two things can happen, right? Erectile dysfunction.
Yep.
And low testosterone. In fact, the low T might be causing those bedroom issues.
And that's probably more common, yeah.
And these are not things to put off, deny. Don't be embarrassed about it and don't wait to get it fixed. Guys hate going to the doctor. I'm a guy, Eddie Scott. You like going to the doctor?
Not really.
I don't either. But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. And the reality is, pills often quit working.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been doing the mail order thing, you know, God love you, but those can quit working.
Yeah, they can.
And guys start making excuses then for coming to bed. There are actually studies that now show men will be purposely more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy.
Mm.
So if you're lacking motivation, energy, and drive, including a decrease in your sex drive, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, feel like you're walking through your life in a fog, well, knowing whether or not you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. And the providers there at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
Want
to
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of more warm days before a big cool down. Today's high temperature up to about 86. Mostly cloudy, but still dry through tonight. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. We'll be up to about 87 Friday. I've got us around 84 Saturday. Showers becoming more likely and maybe some thunderstorms on Sundays as it turns much cooler. with a high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
Hi.
And now let's go to Senator Brennan. Because on particular issues, she is fighting on.
Okay.
And I think on the other ones, there's just a disagreement with a lot of Alabamians.
I think there is, too.
Not enough. She won by a pretty large margin, guys. That said, here is Senator Britt. This is, I believe, talking to Javier Becerra of Health and Human Services.
Okay.
And this is about the recently proposed budget by Joe Biden's administration. It has something to do with that thing called the Hyde Amendment. Let's listen in, Senator Britt.
Mr. Secretary, thank you for being here today. Obviously, we are here to talk about budgets. I've heard a lot of talk about abortion today. And in particular, when I'm looking at your budget, obviously, there was no mention of the Hyde Amendment to be in there. So I want to confirm that you believe taxpayer dollars should go to be able to fund abortions.
Senator, thanks for the question. The president has made it clear he wants to remove the Hyde Amendment from the budget proposals, and that's what he's done.
Okay, so when we're talking about that, Senator Kennedy asked you a question, and you all were talking about your answer kept being Roe v. Wade and Roe v. Wade, and I want that to be the law of the land. So let's just stipulate that your hypothetical is the truth. And so if Roe v. Wade were the law of the land, and a woman wanted to take the life of her child the day before her child was due or the day after her child was due, then you support her ability to choose to do that. Is that correct?
Senator, I will say what I said to...
No. I've stipulated Roe v. Wade is law of the land. So there's 7 states in this country and the District of Columbia that allow you to take the life of a child the moment before a child is born. So clearly you support a woman's right to choose to do that.
Senator, the example you gave is fiction as far as
no,
I know.
Actually,
can you give me a particular example?
If it actually is fiction, then why not say no? That's out of the realm of possibility that no woman would think to be able to do that. Because the truth is if you say that taxpayer dollars should go to fund abortions, then you're saying that my taxpayer dollars should go to fund something like that. And if that's unthinkable, then why don't you just say it's unthinkable? And in fact, then we can just take it off the table and not allow that to be legal. Because the truth is, when you do that, I'm going to read this to you. In particular, when these abortions occur, the gruesome surgical techniques involve crushing, dismembering, and removal of the fetal body. So they actually deliver the baby breech and then have to put scissors up the baby's neck, open it up, and then suck out the brain so that they're able to get the head through the birth canal. And so then there's also the opportunity to go in and actually put a needle in that child's heart and kill that child. If that child is then delivered alive, do you believe that that child on that table, that we should be able to save that child? Or do you believe that our taxpayer dollars give this woman the right to say, don't save my child? I just think when we're talking about this and you're saying so boldly, no taxpayer dollars go, and you actually won't answer the question when it comes to Roe v. Wade. And I'm saying, I'll stipulate that you get your hypothetical is the case. There are still 7 states in this country and the District of Columbia that allow us to do that. We're one of like 7 nations that allow that to take place on our soil. 2 of the other nations are North Korea and China. And I just believe when we're talking about budgets, I want you to know where I'm coming from and why I believe wholeheartedly with every ounce of me that we have to preserve the Hyde Amendment. And on that note, moving to maternal.
Yep, there you go.
So why not answer the question?
Well, because the president has directed me to...
To not answer the question?
Well, we have to... Women have a right to choose, honey.
That's where I have problems. Where you don't have... If you can't answer... And most of them go up there. They go up there with the intent of not answering questions. And I hate the fact that we just kind of let it go with that. I tried. And I don't know what I expect. I don't expect Katie Britt to come running down there and get in his face... I do expect...
Well, and for instance, in places all across Europe where abortion is allowed, usually the cutoff, like I think Germany, is like 15 weeks. So I think there's just a common sense level of understanding. Right. Once you reach a certain point in a pregnancy, that is a very much viable child that could have a life.
I think...
And nobody wants... But our politics means we can't have that nuance, that understanding whatsoever.
Well, again, it's one of these...
I love how the Democrats become anarchists on this one issue. Well, I mean, I'll join you on every other one if you join me, but...
I can't believe you can openly stand behind murder.
Right, and even, heck, if you're an anarchist, there's a thing called natural law, and there are, say, morality and rules higher than any government,
is
my belief. So that's between you and God. And people say that as a throwaway now during the debates we're having over abortion. Right. It's like, man, God ain't just some throwaway, like, judge at the Olympic table.
I just...
Yep. And this is what I mean by I appreciate Senator Britt...
Yeah.
...standing on those sorts of issues. Now, is she going to do what I want on Section 702?
Probably not everything,
Probably
Joe.
Not. I would love to be surprised, though.
You and me both.
Would love to be surprised. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And there at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon can help you whether you're looking to buy or refi. You know, those refinance deals can be a great way for you to just restructure debt.
Sure.
It might not be like, oh, you're in that much trouble. Now, if you are stuck under a mountain of credit card debt, and you're barely making minimum payments, and you have equity built up in your home, definitely look into a refinance deal with Alabama Home Mortgage. But it could be, you know, I've just got a bunch of different debts in different spots, and you just want to consolidate things down, pay off a load of it, but just get it more manageable in your own mind. Or it could be you don't have debt problems to speak of, you're more looking to reinvest in your property, which is a great way is taking equity out of the house and getting, say, remodels done, updating certain appliances. Or it could be you want to reinvest in your family. Say your kid just graduated from college and they're going off to a new city. Or you want to help set them up in the city you reside in. Well, there you go.
I think that's a great idea.
And, of course, if you're looking to buy, Alabama Home Mortgage can walk with you every step of the way from pre-approval all the way to closing day. And those pre-approvals are actually worth something. When people see, oh, you got pre-approved by Kim and Madeline, they're at Alabama Home Mortgage, they're going to take you very seriously. Indeed. So check them out today. Give them a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or you can always visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies like Kim and Madeline. Prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time. People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house. And to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of Central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Time here, Eddie, for a very strange video. Hopefully this works. This is out of Dubai. Now, you know, from all the years of talking about they're shooting chemicals in the sky, look at those chemtrails. Those don't look like normal contrails, that sort of conversation.
Sky seeding, baby.
And, you know, everybody wants to put that in the conspiracy box, and, you know, sometimes you are just, some of y'all just don't need to look up. It ain't good for you. Especially not, like, right at the sun. That said, there have been well-documented governments all over the world, including our own, that have tried to do experiments with the weather.
They admit to it once it doesn't work.
Right. But apparently, I don't know if Dubai meant to do this.
I don't think they meant to do it quite this.
I mean, Dubai's got it going on in terms of modern tech and wealth and all this, but many parts of southern Arabian Peninsula reported heavy rain.
Yeah.
It was so heavy the Dubai airport shut down for a short period.
Is that the video you got?
Due to the severe waterlogging.
Yeah.
Well, here's a look at the storm they kicked up.
Yeah, look at that.
Holy crap! Wow!
Yeah.
Again, folks, you can go to Joey Clark Live or
that's the airport.
Joey Clark on Facebook.
That's
or
the runway, not the marina.
At the Joey Clark on X. That is the runway?
That's not the marina, Joey.
So
those are not floating planes either.
Like, is this a natural thing? That can't be natural.
No, they did some cloud seeding.
Look at this.
So a friend of mine lives in Dubai, and I sent him an email 2 days ago, and he hadn't got it yet. When this happened, somebody said and I don't know if it's true, but they said there are no drains in Dubai because it's a desert.
It never rains, yeah.
So I sent him an email. I'm waiting for a response because I cannot believe, even though they get 4 inches of rain a year, they would not have put any kind of drains in an entire city system. That just doesn't seem logical.
Now look around. They're showing the city now.
Yeah. Oh, you'll see these Ferraris come floating by.
And that is a nasty rainstorm. I don't think I've ever been in something like that.
Yeah.
And maybe one down on the coast when I went to visit my dad, there was one.
You get those good ones that last 20 minutes or so.
Oh, but this was like band after band. It you know, my Kia has all the sensors on it and stuff. All the sensors stopped working. It was so bad.
Oh, wow.
I literally couldn't see. I'm like, okay, I might die.
That's the way of telling you to pull over.
Right. But I had to get to my dad's surprise party.
I can't see either, so pull over, Joey.
Yeah, that was a good way to start a surprise. Surprise, Joey.
Hey.
But apparently, it's an entire year's worth of rain in a single storm.
More than that. 6 inches is what they got. They only usually get 4 inches in a year.
That's absolutely insane.
Now, in Dubai, can you go complain to the government that they overdid something? Or you just have to accept it?
Rain also fell in Bahrain, Qatar.
Qatar.
Saudi.